Three inspirational people have been rewarded in honours list. Royal honours have been awarded to three inspiring people from Calderdale in the New Year's honours list. Among them is Helena Whitbread, the historian from Elland who decoded Ann Lister's diaries and has been given an MBE for services to history and literature. Her painstaking work revealed for the first time the contents of the Halifax heroine's journals, which had been hidden for more than 100 years. Helena grew up in Halifax and was forced to leave school at 13 because of ill health. She returned to education later and, after graduating from university at the age of 52, began looking for a research project. An inquiry into Ann Lister's letters led to her discovering the diaries and the cryptand code that filled a large amount of the journals. She was able to uncover their contents and share Anne's story, which inspired Sally Wainwright's hugely popular TV show, Gentleman Jack, and has attracted visitors from around the globe to Calderdale. Helena said, "This award is a great honour which I'm pleased to accept, not only as a recognition of 40 years I've spent working on the Ann Lister journals, but also because by this acknowledgement of the value of Ann Lister's life story to lesbian history, it is a validation of the principle of diversity in the human condition." Also being honoured is emergency medicine consultant at Calderdale and Huddersfield NHS Foundation Trust, and president of the Resuscitation Council of the UK, Professor Andy Lockie, who'll receive an MBE for services in resuscitation training. Alongside his work for the Trust, Professor Lockie has led the Resuscitation Council's UK's Restart a Heart initiative since its inception in 2016. This campaign resulted in CPR training becoming mandatory for all children in the UK. Professor Lockie said, "I'm absolutely thrilled to be receiving this incredible honour. This is a reflection of the hard work of lots of different people and organisations who've come together in a campaign that truly puts people at the heart of the matter." The Restart a Heart campaign has meant more than 1 million children have learned the life-saving skill of CPR. To be part of something that will make such a difference is the greatest honour of all. James Cant, who is Chief Executive at Resuscitation Council UK, added, "Andy's been at the forefront of resuscitation across the UK and internationally for many years now. His clinical work and countless hours devoted to the wider resuscitation community has saved numerous lives and significantly advanced our approach to public engagement on what is the ultimate medical emergency." And finally, Janet Forshaw from Sowerby Bridge, Head of Education at Coram Life Education, has been awarded an MBE for services to education during the pandemic. This former teacher helps lead the charity, which provides relationships, health, well-being and drugs education to children across the UK. Jan said, "It is a privilege to be able to support hard-working school staff in the vital role of improving children's health and well-being. Never more important and more needed than at this time."